Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin?
We made it to the end of the work week. It's a long weekend for a lot of folks as we look forward to celebrating the 4th of July this Saturday, but some people started last night in our neighborhood. You can hear fireworks.
Some people started like a month ago.
Yeah, that is true. They'll could probably continue to do so later this evening as well. And that's what we're going to talk about, firework injuries, right here on Palmetto Mornings at 7:09, 69 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us this morning. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. We're live on Facebook, so you can go there too and keep up with the fun. And no matter where you are, you can be traveling to Myrtle Beach or the mountains and keep us right there, so we feel like we went somewhere too.
Yeah.
Virtual. We took the virtual vacation.
As DHEC and South Carolina state leaders, our governor included, are reminding folks to stay at home for the 4th of July. Some people might dabble in fireworks, some
yes.
for the first time, but fireworks are so pretty to look at, but they also can be very dangerous. That's why we have Chelsea Sutton from Piedmont Medical Center joining us on
yeah.
this Friday. Good morning to you, Chelsea.
Good morning.
So
how are you guys?
We are doing well. You are the manager of Piedmont Medical Center's trauma program.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So this is one of our busiest weekends of every year, and we like to just make sure that the community is having fun and, you know, celebrating our country's freedom, but doing it in a safe way, especially during this, you know, crazy time of quarantine when some decisions may not be the best that we could make with how our emotions are doing during this time of social distancing. So we just want to make sure that the community is really being careful while they're using fireworks this weekend, so that we don't completely overwhelm our hospital system more, and just so we don't have as many injuries, because that's no fun way to spend your holiday weekend either.
So an estimated 57% of injuries are burns when it comes to firework injuries that hospitals, including Piedmont, will see over the next couple of days?
Yep. And most of those burns are going to be on the hands and the fingers. So that's pretty logical. You know, that's what you're using to light your fireworks, your sparklers, all of that. But think about it. You use your hands and your fingers for just about everything mm-hmm. in life. So you're really out of commission for a lot of stuff if you have an injury like that. So just really taking precautions and making sure that you're being safe and keeping a safe distance after you light a firework. Make sure that you don't ever try to, you know, fix a firework that may not have gone off like it was supposed to.
Oh, yes.
Because that's a warning. That means that something's probably up with that one, and it could have a bad outcome. And making sure that you're fully dousing any fireworks that have already gone off, just to make sure that you get every spark possible, so that you don't have, you know, a fire or something like that later.
Yes, have a hose pipe with water close by or a bucket of water close by. I think everybody has a story about a fireworks that went wrong. And, of course, mm-hmm. it doesn't always lead to tragedy, but it can lead to a lot of close calls. Do you see an average age of person that seems to be accident-prone as it comes to fireworks?
Yeah, so actually the majority of firework injuries happen between the ages of 25 and 44.
Old enough to know better.
Right. we should know better. But we're out there, you know, we're having fun. We may have, you know, partaken in some adult beverages and may not be making the best decisions with our fireworks. So we just need to really be careful, us young folks.
We're speaking with Chelsea Sutton with Piedmont Medical Center, part of the trauma program there at Piedmont Medical. Chelsea, is there a concern this year maybe compared to most because more people are going to stay at home per DHEC orders and the governor's orders that they might dabble in fireworks for the first time, or people might gather in their neighborhood and might do it, that you could possibly see more than your average folks this year compared to in years past?
Yeah, it's definitely quite possible because, you know, this is a tradition that we as a community love, and we love to go out and watch the fireworks when they are put on in public display. So we want to partake in it. We don't want to miss it this year. But unfortunately, like you said, that does mean that us amateurs will likely try. And we just want to make sure that we're very careful. So again, keeping that water nearby. It's also very important to be aware of your local laws regarding fireworks.
Thank you so much for mentioning that. Yes.
They're different.
This is the last thing you want is to, you know, possibly injure yourself and then get a fine or something on top of that.
That's a double whammy.
Insult to injury.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. And please be careful with children around fireworks.
Yes.
That's another big concern, making sure that they're not only keeping their safest distance, but one of the things that we may not think about as being dangerous are sparklers.
Yes.
And that is overwhelmingly the type of, you know, 4th of July celebratory firework that injures children, because that's really the one we deem as safe for them. But those things can get really, really hot, and those little sparks can go just about anywhere. So just keep, even those are dangerous.
Right. There, you know, it's fun, but to your point, you can't be careless because fireworks, you got to respect them. You got to protect those that are watching and also those that are lighting. There's also instructions that are on the packaging of fireworks that you might want to take the time, maybe read before the party.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Maybe read today.
Today.
before you start whatever, festivities you're going to get into tomorrow. So, yes, that is a good point.
And, Chelsea, in addition to fireworks-related injuries, it's also a time where people are going to be out on the water and grilling. Mm-hmm. And so that also needs to be taken into account. Water safety, grilling safety, just anything where you don't want your time of happiness and celebration to turn deadly. That's the worst case scenario, or, you know, again, have severe injuries that you spend half of your time hanging out with you and your team when they should be hanging out with their family and friends.
Right. You know, one of the things that I've worked in the emergency department for years before I started managing this program, and that was kind of one of the things that I always said to people in the community, you know, we love you, but we don't like seeing you. So please just be safe and be careful in everything that you're doing, especially on these holiday weekends.
Oh, makes
great advice.
Yeah, it makes great sense. All right, Chelsea Sutton again with Piedmont Medical Center. Well, here's to hopefully a quiet weekend for you all there in the trauma department and emergency room at Piedmont Medical Center. And again, listen to Chelsea's advice and play it safe. Read your directions today, and then you should have a great 4th of July. Chelsea, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.